Greetings, loyal listener. Time for another fresh, tasty, deep-fried batch of ill-prepared batter from four grown men who formally put their stamp on the phrase craptainment. Wally, Alexi, and JB. Welcome to In General.
Now, where's the bank? Alex, got any cool stories or...?
Yeah. No, the fact I nearly died on the way over here this afternoon.
Why?
Okay, fill us in.
Well, friggin' firstly, nice guy, don't get me wrong. Negative man, I took some advice.
Yeah.
You remember it would have been shows and shows ago that he was talking about how someone came up behind him and pressed the button to walk across the road.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There was somebody there. I assumed they had pressed the button, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Lo and behold, the traffic lights changed because I watched the opposite set of lights. If they changed, then I was right to go.
Yep.
So I just freaking walk. Lo and behold, I'm the guy on the inside who's going to get hit by the freaking first car.
Yep.
I nearly did. An old freaking lady in an Astra comes screaming up, me nearly shitting myself. Thank God I had a clean pair of underwear.
Mm.
All because I took the advice of Negative Man. I nearly died.
Lucky you were wearing your brown streetwalking underpants.
Really? Let me check that. Hang on. Hang on, let me get the hell.
All right, cock out on air. That is, we've crossed the line. We've crossed the line. We talk about so much shit on this show, and it was only a matter of time before one of us gets out the last chicken in the window, and it's Alex. What are the odds?
I thought it would have been you, to be honest with you.
Really? You thought I was going to get my sack out before Alex.
Yeah.
That's probably a good assumption. But
mind
yeah.
you, we can't actually see him under the desk there. He never wears pants.
No, I could
ever.
Be.
Ever.
I could be going to town right now, and you would have no idea.
He's one of those.
See, lucky it's not summer because he whinges during summer because his sack just sticks to the seat.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Totally. Yeah. I could be going right now. In fact, I am. Oh, I popped. And I can't stop. So, anyway, what about your other bank story, Alex, when you got keel-hauled?
Keel-hauled?
You thought you were going to get fired.
What was that one? I gotta remember that one. You never worry about my life.
You got rained into the manager's office, didn't you? You thought you were gonna get fired.
One of those classics. Yeah.
We were ripping on a teller. He's a nice guy. We just, you know, bit of bromancely, bit of humour, you know, ripping each other.
Yeah.
Anyway, to get us back, he'd actually got the branch manager and said, right.
Now hang on, set the scene. There's a lot of you in this lunchroom on this dude.
Yeah, yeah. So it was before the doors closed, about half an hour before the doors closed in the branch manager just comes up and taps all three of us on the shoulder and say, look, I need to see you in my office when doors close.
Mm.
And she was really serious. And we all had a funny feeling what it was going to be about. But we didn't actually discuss, we didn't talk about it. We're like, oh, just all paranoid and pasty white, sweating.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we get into the office. And the manager comes in and gives us a chastising about, you know, work ethic and how you should treat one another.
Mm-hmm.
And then she asks us what we had done, and we explained to him, you know, we were just, you know, ripping on Corey, you know, he's the top guy, but if he had any problems, we thought he'd say something.
Hello, his name's Corey. He deserves a whipping.
Yes.
We just broke another podcast code of ethics.
Yeah, don't mention anybody
before
by name.
Flopping cock out breaks.
I've broken two rules in the space of 5 minutes. Fantastic.
Breaks rule it's like, number it's like 96 we're on a new... of internet broadcasting regulations set by the FCC 2001, and now mentioning the name Corey on air breaks the other one.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sorry,
no,
continue.
No swearing.
So anyway, you were paying out Corey Hart.
Yeah, paying out Corey. Branch manager pulled him in the office.
Corey Hart. Was he wearing sunglasses? Doing.
Anyway, so she's got really, really angry, really snarly, and said, you boys need to tell me what's happened, what's going on. And we've explained to him. And Jared, he's a tall, actually, he's a tall, pasty, lanky guy. Kind of like Wally, except.
Oh,
black
you're
hair.
Right? Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, he just sat in his pocket. He sat in his pockets. You know you can do that now? Mm. He stood up with his hands in his pockets, face down, looked like he was about to cry. We all thought we were going to get fired for discrimination.
Definitely.
Like, full on. We're all packing it. Anyway, she's left the office to go and get Corey.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there and we have not said a word.
You could have cut the air with a f***ing toothpick.
You could have, mate. It was insane. Anyway, Corey comes in. Now, he's only like 17, 16, baby-faced. And he came in with this most depressed, withdrawn look in his face. Mm. And we're like, holy crap, we actually have offended this poor kid.
Shit.
This poor kid has come here for work experience and we've offended him.
You would have been whooping your boggies.
Oh, mate, you got no idea. My biggest concern wasn't the boss.
Mm.
It was Brianna.
Oh, really?
Saying, I got fired for discrimination. But anyway, he's come in, withdrawn look, and he just stared at us for about 2 minutes. And we're like, what's he going to say?
Yeah.
Gotcha. You... Lucky this monitor is drilled to the wall because I would have thrown it at you, you prick.
Yeah, that is sensational. Is that's great. That's a great prank. Okay, a Chinese lorry driver. just sounds funny, doesn't it?
You just kind of... Full stop.
Yeah, just a little fella. Just a little fella. Chinese truck driver, lorry driver, has built himself a Lamborghini supercar in his spare time. He drives trucks.
Awesome. That's awesome.
His
That's
life cool. is trucks, built his own Lamborghini supercar. It took him a year to build the replica sports car. He says, I downloaded drawings from the internet. Just drawings of Lamborghinis. In another world first, it's the only sports car that can do this. Sorry, left that joke going a bit too long. I think I looped that for an extra time I shouldn't have. Check this out. Sumo wrestlers have been deliberately making babies cry in a spring festival in Japan.
I cry when I look at a sumo wrestler.
So
you
would
a poor man, you're going to have a heart attack.
My eye, I'm currently crying because my eyes are stinging because of the sweat in the cracks. The aim of the game is the annual Naki Sumo, meaning crying baby contest, is to make babies cry as loudly as possible. The baby to cry the loudest and the longest wins the contest.
Bloody hell.
The competition is also intended to generate good health for the babies by making them cry. But they don't actually hurt the babies. They sumo wrestlers just go up in front of them and start growling. So this huge lumbering piece of mess goes... And so the baby freaks out. Like, you'd cry too if you were a chubby little round baby and someone presented you with a projection of if you keep the same body, this is what you're going to look like in 20 years.
So these babies are like mentally destroyed for the rest of their life?
I would scream
far
too.
Far out.
A Swiss actor is carving out a new career as a sinister-looking clown terrifying children at birthday parties.
Yeah.
Dominic DeVille had the brainwave, if you can call it that.
Dominic DeVille. He sounds like a serial killer.
Yeah, Dominic DeVille. He just
sounds like Cruella from 101 Dalmatians.
Except he doesn't skin your children, make a jacket out of it.
After watching his favourite horror movies. Okay, this is clearly the, you know, projections of a warped mind. He's got horror movies which are he loves and they're his favourite ones. And then he had a brainwave. Who watches a horror film and goes, you know what, I can freak out minors by doing that and carve out a living.
Scare the shit out of children.
He says his unlikely new venture is going so well that he's laughing all the way to the bank. After he is hired to scare a birthday boy or girl, he first contacts them to tell them they're being watched. So they get a phone call going, you're being watched. And then he taunts them with texts, phone calls, booby-trapped letters warning them that at some time during their birthday party, he's going to smash them in the face with a cake.
Oh. I like this guy.
Gen Z will have enough stress disorders. Do we have to add clowns to the list?
Oh, my God.
Is nothing sacred? Police in Poland have arrested a man for a series of raids in which he allegedly climbed into large parcels and posted himself to businesses.
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Stanislaw Muki, 39, would then apparently climb out of the box once the business shut their doors. Everyone's clocked off. He gets out of the box, burgles the premises, puts his loot in one box, him back in another, and his accomplice picks him up the next day and couriers him back again. The jig was up when his accomplice, they had a falling out. So imagine that I'm in crime with you. You're the dude in the business. We have a falling out. I go, I'm going to let this bastard stew, pretend I'm in with him on the next job, and then inform on the police. That was his job, to deliver him to other courier firms. And so the police basically arranged a special delivery of their own. So I can only assume they've posted him to the police station. The courier's dropped him off at the police station and he's come out of the box.
But, FYI, this box turned up to your place of business, why the freaking hell wouldn't you open it in the first place?
I know, that's what I don't get.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, why is my box breathing?
Yeah, that's right. And the courier guy will come back and pick up the box that you haven't opened.
Yeah.
What the f***? Why would you want the box back?
I don't get it.
An idiot.
Neither do I.
And that wouldn't work here in Australia because our postal system's so fucked here. you'd want to go to one place, the jewelry place of Robin. They'll put you in a fucking cafe or somewhere. No. You know, he wouldn't get there.
They'll deliver it to your childcare center. But the thing, if I was the investigating, like, detective on this thing, I would have loved to have played an awesome practical joke on this guy. So the accomplice rings up. Brr, brr, hello, want to dob my mate in? Too easy. Your mate's in a box? Okay, cool. I would have got the box picked up and then played the joke on him that when he busts out of the box, he's actually just in another bigger box, in a box like the size of a room. So he's got out of his box, then he's in another bigger box. I would have loved doing that.
It would have been like a viral hit.
Yeah, definitely.
Film the f***er.
Yeah, or like on the tip of a diving board or something like that. Just when he gets out, f***er falls down straight into the water.
Bang.
That would be sensational. All right, an airline passenger had to be restrained by flight stewards after he threatened to bring down a plane with his mind. An Australian reporter on the Qantas flight said that passengers sitting near the man believed he was under the influence of drugs. Really, that's a bit of a stretch. And had religious delusions. I did, however, follow up the story, and the detained man only had this to say. Although it was a Qantas flight, so, you know, he could have pretended to be doing it, and chances are the plane would have gone down anyway. Like, that would have been sensational timing.
Nice coincidence, like the earthquake thing.
ingeneral.com.au. Should we have some negative, man?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's have Negative Man live via satellite.
Again?
Hey.
I've got to tell you, I'm sick of people who advocate using Botox. Have you seen these people on TV? Oh. They're unbelievable. They look like cats. Weird, freaky cats. Have they not actually looked in the mirror? Okay, you have no lines, but you look like you've been stretched from one end of the room to the other end. They seem to think it looks good. I can't understand it. I really can't. You look like a cat. And they keep on trying to make us all feel bad. Oh, you should be using this. You should be using this.
No,
if you start using it in your 30s, you're going to look fantastic by the time you're 40. Really? Really? Have you looked at yourself? Because you don't look normal. You are not normal. Now, I can understand why some of the older broads might think, yeah, this is what I've got to do if I want to be a cougar. And what's with the cougar thing? Seriously.
Amen, brother.
Aren't these just tardy old women? Real? Is this just an excuse to just carry on like you're 25 when you're not? Everybody's laughing at you too. Because you look ridiculous with your cat face and your Botox. Seriously. Just like grow old, normal, like a normal person.
Yeah, amen.
And how about this? Date people your own age. Mm. It kind of is the normal thing to do. Okay. See ya.
Thanks, dude.
That is so freaking true. I hate the f***ing term cougar.
Oh, it I don't know what it is about it. And do you know, people think they're a cougar.
Slutty.
I've talked to married women who go, yeah, I'm a cougar.
No, you're not.
No, you're not a cougar. You're not a cougar. You've got to be 40 plus single, right? Mm. Hot and hunting. Mm. You're literally hunting younger men to have sex with.
That's right. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm a cougar.
No, you're not. You're just a marriage chick.
On that note about fashion and whatnot, I have got the shits with every single f***ing second emo wearing those freaking tight ass jeans.
I don't give a shit if your
testicles are in two different time zones or not. Get your shit together, go back to the noughties and wear your pants baggy.
Did I tell you about the emo that said, what are you staring at?
No.
I got a face full of metal as I'm walking past. Of course I'm going to fucking stare, you freak. He's going, what are you staring at? And I just went, and I kept walking with us. I was like, what do you reckon?
My mate's got a shirt and it says, I wish my grass was emo. Then it would cut itself.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
Greetings and salutations. I'm Slammin' Sam Stevensons. Mosey on down to Slammin' Sam's sensational sun and surf supermart. If you're a wave head, beach bum or fin dick, then pop in for all the latest fashions.
Oh, Jesus, where's the goggles? This guy's on the spit like a f***ing mongrel dog.
We've got all the top brands, like Philabong, Dick Silver, Lip Curl, CUP, and Tetanus Shoes, Reebok, Thrusty, and Libido Streetwear.
Christ, man, use a f***ing bucket.
So, if you want to look super sweet for a f*** off good surfing session to impress the sluts, then get dressed at Slam and Sam's Sensational Sun and Surf Supermart, where we sell imported garments at locally manufactured prices.
Listen to this, I've also got something else cool. Yeah. You know how I reckon farts are sometimes questionable, but not to mention hilarious. Mm. I love farts. I think they're sensational. Check. This is a perfect example of the panel op during a live, I think it was Fox News discussion. This dude has crossed over to his female cohort. He's dropped his guts. Listen out for it. He even apologises. And then the panel op cuts to some imaging. Check this out.
It wasn't a horribly bad word, but it just wasn't appropriate.
Oh, really? Okay.
I gotta go, Skin. It's good to see you.
Goodbye. Oops. Good thing you're
not... Can I do that again?
Serious news at the bottom of the hour. It wasn't a horribly bad word, but it just wasn't appropriate.
Oh, really? Okay.
Wow. I gotta go, Skin. It's good to see you.
Goodbye.
Oops.
Good thing you're...
Which is
oops. Oops.
This one right here, ready? Let's nail in. Let's nail in on it.
Oops.
It's even gone, oops. You should have seen the vision of this. She was pissing herself laughing. And then and all of a sudden, boom, all these flashes start coming in front of everyone and goes to a image. It's hilarious.
It's good to see you.
Bye.
Oops.
Good thing you're
not. Serious news at the bottom of the hour now. It's good to see you.
Bye.
At the bottom of the hour.
Oh, boom,
it's good to see you.
Bye.
Oops.
Oh, my God.
I got one here. This was on Fox.
Yeah, sweet.
In Melbourne.
Yeah.
And it is Hamish and Andy.
Oh, sweet.
And they dropped the F-bomb on air. Check this out. This was live on the Austereo Network.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Fine.
I've got the box on my head. I've got the...
You can watch this at hamishandy.com right now.
I've got the last thing
on my head. Okay, stand up straight.
I'm standing in a kiddie pool. It's cockroaches! Mayday, mayday, it's cockroaches! I'm about to be covered in cockroaches!
All right, start the thing.
Mayday!
Go.
Today's birthday to see Paul Mason off the f***ing
floor! What? He's not doing it! It's the end of the show! He's not doing it!
Yes. And the funny thing was, the reason why they got the shits was, Adelaide, half an hour delay, per 3 hour delay, nah, f*** it.
And they didn't even cut it.
No.
Oh, you're joking.
Oh, no.
That audio actually came from Perth. Hamish and Andy were in bed by the time that made it on air in Perth. And they were just like...
Wouldn't you be so annoyed?
I know.
Pissed off.
I mean, they were pouring cockroaches on the guy. I know,
but
come on.
They're so clean. But so that went Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane.
Yep. And then...
Raw.
Yep. And then Adelaide and...
Joking.
Especially after the Kyle thing, where apparently Austereo were going to be so over the delay and the dump and all
exactly.
That.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And still not. Yeah, yeah. Good on you.
Hell.
Are we finished?
I think so.
Yeah, we're good. We're okay. We're okay.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm good. I've heard JB swear enough. I'm good.
Yeah, totally.
I've had my dose.
Alex got his cock out.
He's pretty good looking, though, you got to admit.
Yeah, I know. But it did look like a bit of a turkey neck. But that's all right.
My last episode.
I know, and that's right. I was about to say, well, last episode's not it's your last one for a bit temporarily while you geographically relocate.
That's right,
but you're still going to be with us doing stuff.
I am. Once I work out what... you're going to kill off my character for a little while and I'll randomly come back.
Yeah. Well, you know what all I do is I just cut it out of the intro. Do you notice that the intro used to go, Wally,
Sammy,
JB...
Yeah. Sammy J.
No, Wally, Alex C, Sean, and JB. Now it just goes Wally, Alex C, and JB. Just randomly cut Sean
Why
out.
Why not? Yeah. Now, don't you love when, on a side note, Don't you love when they cut characters out of TV? Like, they want to keep the character in there, but the actor pisses off.
Oh,
and they replace it with the new actor, but the same character.
That is ridiculous. That is They're doing it in Neighbours, I think, at the moment.
That's what it's ridiculous.
You expect it in a soap opera because no one cares.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Background noise.
Yeah.
So as long as you still keep me as a JB character when I come back in my new role, I'm happy. You know, you don't put me on air
we'll
as
call
Raymond.
You AJ.
It's a very 90s boy bandish of you. Totally. Thank you. I don't know what I'll be doing, but I'm sure I'll think up something.
Totally.
JB's rants.
All right, we'll hear you back again shortly.
Done. Lovely.
See you.
Thank you all.
Art of War.
That's it for this week, kids. Here comes my favourite part. Cheesy voiceover guy speaking.
All original material written and produced by In General Productions. Copyright
2010.